Ladies and gentlemen, Janelle Monáe.
Sincerely, Jane. Left the city, my mama, she said, don't come back home. These kids won't kill each other, they lost their mind, they go. They quit in school making babies and can barely read some gone off to that war. Lord have mercy on them. 1, 2, 3, 4, your cousin is round here selling dope. What a daddy, your uncle is walking around strung out. Babies with babies and they tears keep burning while the dreams go down the drain. Sunday clothes, yeah. I'm spending money on spinners, but I won't pay college loans. Yeah. And all you gangers and bangers rolling dice and taking lives in its smoky dark. Lord have mercy on you. Teacher, teacher, please reach those girls in the pretty clothes. Little girls just broken queens, confused and think of so.
Danger, there's danger.
When you take off your clothes, all your dreams go down the drain.
That was the fabulous Janelle Monáe performing Sincerely Jane off her record Metropolis, the Chase Suite, and providing us with more choreography than radio can handle, frankly. Welcome.
I'm like, it's a radio show, but I still have to try and give it my all.
You
lovely
did,
people.
Indeed, as the audience knows. So, briefly, tell me the story behind that song and behind Metropolis, this record.
All right. So, Sincerely Jane was written in year 2007, and it was a letter from my mother, and she was basically warning me of all the things that were going on in Kansas. So those lyrics are very near and dear to me, and it's kind of like a warning sign.
And Metropolis as an idea. I mean, there's the famous Fritz Lang movie Metropolis. Is it the same kind of, is it inspired by the same sort of hideous vision of the future?
You know, Metropolis, Fritz Lang's Metropolis was very inspiring to me. My writing partner, Chuck Lightning, and creative director at the Wonderland Art Society introduced me to the German Expressionist 1927 black and white film. And although it didn't have any words, it really spoke to my heart, you know, because even though it was written in 1927, I still feel like it mirrors the constant struggle between the haves and the have-nots that are going on in the present. Of course, my mind, I have a very imaginative mind, and I just went even further with it. But Metropolis is here. It's universal.
Well, and you have this character who appears in on your record and in your performance called Cindy Mayweather. Who is Cindy Mayweather?
Cindy Mayweather is an android. She's an Alpha Platinum 9000. She's one of her kind. And Cindy Mayweather is the Ark Android, which was a mythical figure that went around in Metropolis for centuries. And it was always said that if the archandroid came back, that the androids would be free, free from all the bondage that the humans and the Cypocalypse put on them and the aliens, and they would be treated with respect and dignity. And she realizes her powers, her superpowers, and she embraces what makes her unique. And she's the one, sort of like Neo in The Matrix, but the one, you know, that can change the android community forever and lead them to the promised land, ba-ba-ba-ya.
You say this with conviction, as though you're telling me facts from the future.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Janelle Monáe actually in 2719 worked in a superhero surplus store, and she was thrown back into 2007. But before they threw her back, the Snatchers cloned her body, and Cindy Mayweather has her DNA.
Let me write that down just to keep that straight. Janelle Monáe. And that is it for this special edition of Studio 360, recorded live at the Jerome L. Green Performance Space in New York City. You can hear more songs from Janelle Monáe on our website, studio360.org. And while you're there, you can see lots of videos from the event as well.